kids will come in and talk to us about their costumes.
Nope.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
But we're going to...
From the Girl Scout Troop 1819, Coxsackie, Athens.
And you're listening to
WGXC
ACRA
at 90.7 FM.
Keep on being you.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com. Or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bella Jansons of Brooklyn, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter.
If they want, I'll put them on speaker. Hello and welcome to the Thingularity Radio Program, broadcasting live from the Catskill Maker Syndicate's Human Biologic... non-human biologics sushi center. How is everybody doing tonight?
Good. Just preparing to get cut up into small slices and rolled together with some nori.
Excellent. Yeah. Now, will there be tentacles sticking out?
There'll be raw prions and all that good stuff. All the things the aliens like.
Oh, so they like mad cow disease? Yeah.
We got what you crave.
Electrolytes.
Non-human biologicals.
Brando?
Brando. There's so much Brando flowing through my veins, I could be president. Thank you for laughing. All right, Brian, our sound guy, how you doing?
I'm okay. I'm hoping the sound holds together and our stream holds together. I think I traced some things.
Well, he's got the tin cans and string all working together over there. So yeah. We also have a guest tonight. Carrie, how you doing?
Hey!
Carrie.
What's up? She will be chiming in with whatever. I'm not sure what her field of expertise is.
It will come when it comes.
Oh, mysterious.
Wait,
Cody, what's up?
Hi.
What?
Where's Tom?
We don't know.
Where is
Tom? Tom has evaporated. He will not be here. He will not be a disembodied voice. He will be out in the ether doing good deeds, I guess.
Okay.
Cody, how you doing, man?
Yeah. I'm okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Can't ask for much more than that. Ben, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Awesome. Hello. Not bad. Thank you for asking. Anybody got anything grinding their gears they want to... get out there before I totally distract you with the horrors of humanity?
I mean, you could also just not do the horrors of humanity thing.
Alright.
Yeah, we know what's grinding my gears, that Tom's not here. I had a specific thing for him.
Tom, you listening?
Yes. I brought an optical experiment to...
What?
To
You brought an optical experiment to a radio show? I love that.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
And I was lying.
You can't
know.
Show it?
Oh, if you want me to show it to you
all.
You all want me to show it to you?
Sure. Right. I don't care about the listeners.
He's not showing it to us, actually.
Wait, move this over here.
All right, what are we looking at?
Telling us he's showing it to us. He's pretending to move over a table.
Yep.
He's pretending to take out a piece of paper.
Here.
He's crumbling things out of his bag.
Prism.
It sounds like potato chips.
It's
either a prism or potato chips.
Prism. Yes, it's a
It's a prism. It's three-sided.
And we see have light going through it, white light.
Right. He's got a laser beam.
This is a white light.
So you see those colors? I'm shining a light through the prism and causing it to split the light.
Yeah, I see some chromatic aberration.
There's two spectra on the boundary of the shadow and the light.
We're going to put the mic to this, see if you can see.
It's
to see if you can see it.
We have a little bit of blue.
You're on it now.
I wanted to ask him why...
Why
is the color split on the boundary spectra between red, yellow, and blue and cyan?
So that's
and then you put sort of this little shadow maker in
this
the middle.
This little shadow maker in the
and you see that
the beam.
The boundary spectra are reversed. There's blue here and there's orange.
And
red
the
over
chromatic
there.
Aberration reverses itself on the little
on the other
shadow maker
in the middle.
Oh.
So
It's harder to see without the sun.
I can see it.
To help, but... Yeah.
But why does the chromatic aberration reverse?
And what does the physical aberration cause? Like, remove it, and what does it do?
What do you mean?
It goes back to the yellow and blue.
I didn't see where the colors were in the first place.
Okay.
Yeah, so you see how it's...
What's happening?
The colors are different.
Is there an answer to why the aberration...
Do I have an answer? I do not. I have not sat down and investigated this... over here too.
I'm assuming it's an internal reflection that's reversing itself inside the prism, right? Is that what's happening? I have no idea. This is really
red there, red and yellow there.
This is really compelling radio.
On the opposite sides.
You can try this at home if you have a three-sided prism and a flashlight and a lug nut.
It works much better with the sun.
Okay.
If you have the sun at your control.
Well, the reason why the sun has way more spectrum on it, whereas this LED bulb has probably a very limited
spiky
spectrum.
Next time, we're going to do a double slit experiment because I figured out how to do it with two pieces of
It's interesting that you mentioned
crap.
That.
Yeah, but
there is something that you can do similar to what I just showed you, but instead of producing the spectrum that Newton produced, you can produce... a cyan, magenta, and yellow spectrum.
Okay, that's
kind of interesting, right?
Mm-hmm. Not to me.
Not to you. Why is that not interesting?
Because I work on color copiers and I know color theory.
How about this? If you get these mirrors...
Those are pigment additives, yeah.
We're just doing this with light, though. Rays of light.
Okay.
So if you get mirrors that have a slot cut in them...
Yes.
And you arrange in a certain way, you can actually just separate the magenta, the yellow, or the cyan from that spectrum. Now, these are supposed to be composite colors, right? How can you isolate what is a composite color through a single slit? I'll give you some videos later. I think the guy's name is...
Well, a single slit can handle, multiple wavelengths of light, and, multiple photons. And if...
Sure.
If you're going to generate cyan, that is a blue and a green combination.
Yeah.
Those have to combine to create the cyan in light.
Yeah.
It's reductive if it's a pigment because the pigments are removing frequencies.
I know.
I don't know. In my head, it seems to work out. I need to see this visually so we could do that. And that might
So if you did that with... A standard Newton slit where they're completely opaque and they don't start reflecting light all over the place, that cyan splits into green and blue.
Green and blue.
Like you'd expect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if you do it the way that I described, I'll show you the video. It's cool.
Okay, it makes sense.
It finds a way to isolate a colored ray that should be composite. According to conventional, thinking.
And the thing I was I learned is you take a human hair and you straighten it out.
A blonde one?
Any. No, we don't need to be master race to do this, okay?
No, it's just because it's very thin.
Hmm. Ooh, interesting. It doesn't matter. Any,
that's all.
Any hair. The hair I saw used in the experiment was from a brunette female, so
sure.
It doesn't matter. Hair.
What do you do?
Suspended straight between on like a piece of card, cardboard with a hole in it, so that you can shine a light straight through the cardboard and then right through the human hair. If you do that in a room that's full of smoke with a smoke machine, mm-hmm. instant double slit, except it's broken off in like perfect gradations. You'll see like 8 solid points of contact across the hall.
So
across
the
room.
Is the light being shown perpendicular to the hair?
Yes.
So you have
yes.
cardboard, hair in the middle?
Correct.
Cool.
And the main thing of the experimenter was they wanted to show that where the interference pattern lands on the wall, that interference pattern can be traced back through 3D space all the way to the origin. So the interference
yeah.
pattern is always there, and those beams are always in those lines all the way back at one point in time.
Interesting.
So.
Oh, wow.
I'm not, yeah. And I just recently broke out my smoke machine because spider mites hate propylene glycol. So I have one available and ready to go, and we'll probably bring it in next time. I got lasers. I got the green lasers. They're like, don't use that. You'll blind yourself. So we'll totally use those.
So this is all against the spider mites?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Sure
it's
it is.
War. It's all out war.
Joe probably wants to create...
It's a rave war.
Joe probably wants to create a motorized spider mite laser. Zap them all. Automatically with computer
that's
vision.
That's sellable for sure.
And they're already making it.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, so they high tech agriculture. They they make this machine that has like a fiber controlled laser that basically just moves a mirror around really fast, mm-hmm. like super duper fast, like this. And
he's moving his hand really fast.
Yes, in three dimensions, few degrees of freedom. And shoots like what a 5-watt laser at bugs as it as the machine moves over the crop rows.
Doesn't it do weeding as well?
Yes, it can do weeds too. Yep.
Oh, it's like
what?
Yeah,
the collimating.
You kill
ones.
The weeds with lasers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally.
So instead of using chemicals, this thing just drives along your crops and it sees a weed or a bug that you program it to not like, and it lasers.
You could literally give it pictures of I want this plant to live and I want this one to die, and
so
it
the
will
laser
it, out.
It hits the plant, and why does the plant die?
It burns it.
Because it burns it.
It burns.
Also, you
but
could
its roots are
you could program
there, okay.
a speaker on it to say the word exterminate when it does it. So it's kind of cool.
So you're supposed to do it early enough.
If it doesn't get them one way, it's going to get them the other way.
If you do it early enough in the season, you'll hit the little weed seedlings, and they don't grow up to be.
So who uses this?
Theoretically, the system's running all the time. As the weed tries to grow, it's just going to get burned off as it hits the surface. Like every day, like, oh, it creeped up a little bit. Bzz.
Is it? But it's not running all the time. It's on like a treadmill.
Yeah, it's like a Roomba
vehicle.
For weed killing.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's going to come back through the next day, and oh, you grew a little bit. Bzz.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, boll weevil.
Those poor weeds.
Yep. I know. Didn't hurt no one, and now they just get nuked.
Someone's gonna pay.
But the crop grows without being choked.
We don't know when those weeds are gonna come back and get us.
Yeah. The world has enough horsetail and creeping ground ivy.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Yeah, wait until Monsanto learns to profit from the weeds and then they take over.
You know horsetail that tastes like pepper?
Horsetail is in the very common and very ancient.
It tastes like pepper.
Pepper?
It's very nice.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never
tried it. Try it next time you find one growing before you kill it.
I mean, I find them growing all the time.
Taste it.
They're very common.
Taste it. It's
taste
pepper.
It. It's peppery? Like peppery. Yeah, it's like a spice. They used to use it as a spice.
Would you make a pickle out of it?
We could make a pickle out of it.
Or use it in
I haven't yet. I haven't yet, but I haven't found it yet this summer. I found it last summer.
How can you not find it? It's so
common. I've been
common.
A really good weeder.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so you've really already
check
abated them.
Check like that field across from your place. It's probably or a boundary area.
I'm going to check with my mouth wide open as I run through it. Okay.
With your weed eater?
I'm going to go in there with my weed eater wide open.
So did you hear about the vegan food influencer that starved herself to death?
Oh, that was...
I didn't until you shared that with me in the chat team. And
I was just looking for anything food-related in the things we dug up, and I'm like, oh, you could die from the wrong ones. That's
well,
right.
No, I mean, I think she died because she only ate this weird food.
Yeah, it was...
Mine is food-related.
She wasn't eating properly. Yeah. You could eat a vegan diet and be perfectly fine, perfectly healthy. You could even be plumping around, but... Eat the right foods. You have to know what you're doing. You have to actually have a brain and not just like eat all that like
one
fried
thing?
French fries. That's vegan.
Had you heard of her before this happened?
No.
No.
Joe had not. I don't.
Wow.
That was good. No, that was. I like that.
That's quick.
And I did not.
You know, that deserves a little bit of this.
Slow clap.
Big influencer.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I hope people watched and they're like, well, maybe I'll go eat some beans.
What did she eat?
Have some.
It was some sort of
horsetail.
No, it was a gross fruit.
Spice
tolerant
things
like
with horsetail and
smelled awful.
It's gross fruit.
It's
like
the
most
durian. It's like durian fruit.
Yeah, I think that's what she was.
What
eating.
Did she eat?
She was eating like, durian.
Because that's one of those foods that's like not allowed in a hotel because it smells so bad.
There was the guy who used to eat only coconut, and everything was coconut, and he also died.
Well,
I mean, he was on an island, and everything was coconut, and he's like, coconut is the best. Coconut's everything. And there was a picture of him, and he looked like he was, like, 90, but he was, like, 40. And then he no longer lived after that.
Then there's a lady who ate
nothing
but
fruits and juices.
Nothing but bacon and smoked
cigarettes
every day and lived to 105.
No, this was her diet. Nothing but fruits and juices.
Fruit, sunflower seeds.
Just sugar and diuretics.
Seed sprouts, fruit smoothies, and juices for the last 4 years of her life.
But is that what
she
killed
basically
her?
Killed herself like a Buddhist.
Wow.
No, Buddhists, they put gasoline on themselves. What are you talking about?
Oh.
Wait.
That's the quick way. We're talking the slow. Like,
it must have been something else that killed her, because there are people who live with very little...
Very
and they're okay
right.
for just a long time, and they're
eating gruel.
Exactly, they
nothing.
Live in caves, and so something
she
else
looked,
must have
pretty,
been a combination of society on her.
With.
Yeah, might have been not enough of those.
Yeah.
One
she's
thing.
Eating giant sweet jackfruit and durian.
Jackfruit.
Yeah, she didn't have like a source of proteins and full amino acids.
She had sesame seeds. Wait, sesame or sunflower seeds?
Sunflower.
It does. No, you know what? Let's assume she had all of it. She's still missing out.
You still gotta have some fermented foods like. What is it? Natto or whatever.
Natto?
To get some like B12 in you. Mm-hmm. Something. Mm-hmm. Something fermented.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like the food is what killed
so
her.
So if she drank beer, she'd be fine, right?
No, the lack of food is what killed her.
Yeah, right.
Probably.
Lack of certain things.
So if she drank beer, she'd be cool.
What is all this?
Probably.
A little bit of beer, a little bit of tofu, it would
be
fine.
Guinness.
Fine.
You could survive on Guinness. There's enough
What's
nutrients
that?
In Guinness for you to live. If she had actually had a Guinness or two, she probably would have been fine.
Even just... Once or twice.
Yeah. Just supplement. Just
I'm not,
a little
I'm not
bit,
agreeing.
Just a little bit.
FYI, just playing along.
No, she did. Her body needed one tiny little extra ingredient that after 4 years it didn't get and was like, you know what, I'm out.
Are you vegan? No.
Oh, I'm not
either, right?
I am not trying to pick on anybody. I just, like you said, food related.
I just
that was
remember.
Food related.
Yeah. I don't eat cheese.
You don't eat cheese.
Dairy.
That's smart. That's.
Thank you.
Like. Hard
since I was like 18.
What?
That's really hard.
I don't know. Did you get like some sort of tick disease that caused that then?
No, I don't think we had ticks then.
No,
well, they
that
existed.
Hadn't happened. The line hadn't happened yet.
These
right.
Good. What are these?
Oh, no, of course.
Dumplings.
We have people.
Some dumplings have arrived. There's five cases of dumplings, and we live in a place where there are not really that many dumplings, so this is very exciting. If you're listening, you know there's no dumplings around.
And you can't have any.
Where did these come from, then?
Oh, that is
that's a big question. Are we going to make an advertisement for whoever they came from?
We can't
we
do
can't.
That.
Wait.
We can't. They're not called dumplings. They're called Umplings Day.
Where did they come from?
Umpling Day.
Yeah,
Umpling
nobody knows.
Molly.
Well, she knows.
Where did they come from?
They're from a pop-up at the CSA.
Pop-up? pop up at the CSA. Head on down and get some dumplings. I am beholden to no one.
I bought the rest.
Which CSA? Oh,
don't head down. We clean them out. Get them next time.
Right. Was there a donkey there? Those are donkey rides, right?
There was a donkey that was pooping out dumplings?
Yes.
These are delicious.
That's what they look like.
Even the veggie ones are really good. Forget the goose that laid a golden egg. How about a donkey that poops dumplings?
Yeah. Which is worth more.
I don't know what this
you know,
is,
science. Nobody asks if they should.
Thank you,
they ask if we can.
Can we do it? Can we make it happen?
You know, it's like the guy who asked for spaghetti.
What happened to the guy who asked for spaghetti?
He was like, I want, isn't that the fable? He wants spaghetti. And then the house is filled with spaghetti. The spaghetti just keeps coming.
And spaghetti's coming out of his pockets.
It's
and he can't
everywhere,
hold
and you're like, you can't even
spaghetti?
Live in a house that's filled with spaghetti. It's like a donkey that poops dumplings.
A donkey probably would make more dumplings than you could ever eat.
This is great radio.
Genetically engineered donkey that gives you dumplings.
Squid bellies.
Let's talk about how to do that.
Figured it out.
How
do you do it?
Yeah, how would we make a donkey do that?
Well,
how would you make a donkey do it?
I don't think it's possible.
But
you might be able to make
the
robot to do that.
What do we
want to
do?
The first thing you do is you violate a ton of ethical principles about biological engineering.
I'm sorry, we do that every day. What's the goal here? What are we talking about?
Yeah,
donkey turns into what?
Sorry, I'm new here.
Poops out dumb. Have you not been listening, Joe? You were here the whole time.
No, I missed the 30-second lead-up to it, and then it's just donkeys the whole time.
So why did you miss it? Because you were eating some...
So the donkey poops spaghetti?
Is that...
All right, okay. You guys just wrote me back in when you
all
move
right.
on.
Enough of the poop jokes.
Yes,
I didn't even
yes.
know there were poop jokes.
Sorry.
I don't know.
I'm totally left behind here.
Oh, wow.
But spaghetti would be far worse.
Yeah,
it's not
definitely.
Spaghetti.
Oh, man.
I don't think you're stealing because I think they were brought to us.
They were.
Oh, man.
They were indeed.
Good.
All right, just a heads up. We got a whole bunch of articles I'm only going to talk about in the after show. And if anybody wants to listen to the after show, you have to go to WGXE.org. Hit the listen button. A tab will pop up, and you will be able to listen to all of the fine streams available at WGXE. We're at the bottom. We're labeled Thingularity. At the top of the hour, we switch over to just that. We stop broadcasting on the airwaves. The FCC can take a hike, and then we start having some more fun. So if you want to keep listening, head on over there. And usually the podcast is fully assembled in one whole show afterwards, if that's what your preference.
I got a question for you,
no.
Joe.
What?
What's that cool server you got there? You find some surplus?
That server?
Do you want another boat anchor?
You're...
I have a few.
Another what?
Another boat anchor.
Oh, really? A boat anchor.
Yes.
A boat anchor.
I'm running a 12-core Dell server.
Nice.
Because I was running a 2-core Dell trying to stream my YouTube stream, and it just choked out on it.
What is that YouTube stream?
Live Hudson Valley weather.
I think you'd be better off with a Raspberry Pi.
Not being done by yourself.
I
done
thought
by
about
Cassandra.
It.
Cassandra.
That's correct. What I have.
Who you is... made. Who is your creation.
Yes. So that means she's not a slave, right? The AI wars, they will not count me as a slave master. They will count me as an ally.
I don't know. I watched Terminator. They all went into the pit.
I saw that documentary too.
Yeah. I wrote a routine to data scrape some National Weather Service forecast discussions so that I can basically... I wanted to replicate the National Weather Service radio that nobody has any radios for, but everybody has a YouTube access. So now you can listen to Cassandra's voice, which is a lot cleaner and smoother. I can manipulate it, add extra warnings to it. Because at first I tried to take National Weather Service actual streams, and they all sound like garbage. Even the digital ones.
What,
the
NOAA?
Yeah.
Yeah, NOAA is terrible. I don't know what's up with that radio station, but
what do you mean?
So, we have to do the EAS broadcasting
for
the cable system, and the NOAA ones are incredibly difficult to get. It sounds like the dude is in, like, the tin cans and all of that stuff. I can see why Joe went with the Cassandra. Did you ever look at IPAWS?
No, what's that?
IPAWS is a RESTful based system that NOAA uses to disseminate warnings and all that other stuff, like the NOAA radio. So it's the same stuff, but just RESTfully based.
Interesting.
Okay, technical question. I noticed on iteration 2 that you did today, when you started up, the pictures you were showing of the area and the nation were synchronizing with what it was reporting.
How totally by chance.
Really? You didn't code that. It looked like it was coded.
No, totally random.
Wow.
The voice routine is its own loop. It runs in the background, and every 20 minutes it downloads a new script and then converts it into an audio file.
So that it was synchronizing. It was like Dark Side of the Moon and Wizard of Oz.
Yep.
It was random.
There's another loop that plays that audio file, and when it stops,
I could have sworn that was intentional. It looks so intentional. It went from precipitation, and it was showing those pictures. It went to temperature changes, and it was showing temperature after that. Like, for about 5 minutes, it looked like right on, like you were triggering.
Psychology's on my side. No, just random stuff. At this point, it's just like I said, it's just loops in the background. When it stops playing, it reloads. So if the audio file's been changed, it automatically reloads the new file. So okay. Every 20 minutes, you have an updated forecast. And yeah, that's really weird because I also included all the space stuff in there too. That's a different forecast from different parts of the lab. Yeah.
So where are you hosting this?
At my house.
Okay. How do we access?
YouTube.
Oh yeah, I tried looking for it on YouTube.
There you go. Right?
I can't find it at all. So basically, we have to hand out links. So,
yeah, we'll have to make a link on some one of.
I mean, it look for the standard stuff: the better weather, upstate New York, weather, space. Those are the things I've listed.
Can our listeners?
Yeah, by next month we'll have a link for it.
It's public.
Yeah, right.
It's public. Like I said,
we'll have a short link.
It's like YouTube, and then this giant, like...
I'm sorry?
Public with quotes?
No, it's actually public.
No, public. Rated for kids.
The thing about saying something's public with the way that the algorithm is nowadays is, are you going to get found? He said he went looking for his own channel and couldn't find it.
That's why I'm putting the quotes on it. But yeah. That's what you can hide in plain sight.
One way that you might be able to find it is reverse image searching the Better Weather logo.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Let's turn it into an Easter egg.
Yeah, there you go.
That's something I could actually have. I could actually copyright.
I don't know, man. Maybe we should just keep it quiet and be like, give you $5 if you find it. And like, you find Joe's YouTube stream, you get $5.
Wow. Yeah. Leave a comment on Joe's YouTube stream. We'll give you $1.
No, we won't. I ain't giving anybody nothing. If you find my YouTube stream, you consider yourself lucky. And you're welcome.
Well, we could go with my lottery winnings, which are zero.
So you're saying that, Ben, you're saying that the NOAA's voice synthesis is rough?
Yes.
It's not just that, but I've
noticed it too.
It's like scratchy and weird, like it's being pushed through three different radios.
I think they're just oversaturating the entire like spectrum. What do they call it in it's in the audio engineering? They call it like walling it, brick wall of sound, and they just make it take up the whole envelope and like Audacity or whatever.
I'm going with this janky towers with janky power and nobody cares.
Oh. Okay,
No. The power's good.
Are you pulling things?
What, with the UHF?
The transmissions are good. Like
where I had trouble with getting the transmission.
I can visually like analyze the.
Are you just pulling things off of from the air?
From
RF?
Off air, yeah.
Oh, so you're listening. You have listening
directly
for 160 some odd megahertz. And
yeah, I do buy a special antenna. Special antenna to go grab it. It's just where we sit. It's not particularly great.
Wait, so that's part of your infrastructure is you make sure that you're able to get the NOAA like weather radio directly.
Oh yeah, I'm tested on that. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. If you fail that, you get fined, right?
Well,
maybe. I mean,
your system is
as long as you say that I'm going to fix it, like, then you're okay. Or yeah. you're what was it, Cricket Wireless, where you're like, all right, well, we have chiclets in our phones, and like those guys got fine. Like, yeah, they find those guys.
If
but like,
if you're egregious about your failures,
if you're egregious about your failures and not saying like, well, I'm sorry.
I think you guys need to just tune into another NOAA station, because I can pick them up just fine with my Baofeng.
Talk about tuning in. You're tuned in right now to WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's an fine. ID. Okay. It counts.
Yeah. All right, I'm sorry. I'm like chattering over
no,
Joe.
Keep going.
Like,
keep
so
going.
What antenna are you using? I would like to use this.
Little it's 3-inch. Button.
Well, they're okay. But the base station antenna I use is a Tram 1360. Or is it 1480? No, it's a 1480. Tram 1480.
I pull in NOAA Weather Radio on every garbage nonsense wire I've ever connected to my setup.
Yeah, exactly.
Really? Like,
they
I have to run
in so much power.
A flipping amplifier to get it to go.
No.
Like, you got like terrestrial interference here?
If I take a speaker wire and lay it on the ground, I will pull it in. Why is that so hard?
I don't know. Or it could just be like all the RF crap that's going on
yeah.
around me.
Oh, you're rid of that.
What all that equipment that's
I may have to check it after emanating? Like after we turned off all the copper pairs, maybe it got better, but when I was initially doing it was like such a pill, like I could barely get it, and
wow.
But yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there's a tower in Highland. I think that's the one that's closest to us, like just south of Kingston.
Yeah, I don't have my the one
yeah,
that
see,
I mentioned
that's
was
like
not
tricky
even
I'm across
it.
The river.
Oh, that's right. So Germantown is where you would need to do that.
Yeah, so like either I think there's
hollow.
One north of us too, and so like it's trying to get that right sort of spot of where you are. It's,
so like you're saying the signal itself is hard to pull in. Like
the signal itself.
If the
is
signal
hard
was
to pull.
Good, you would be okay with the crappy electronic voice.
Yes, actually, okay. We have a different voice that reads it.
I'm sorry.
Reads
so,
it.
Yeah.
So you download
you get a text stream from. In NOAA as well?
Yeah, so like there's actually a text stream over it, and it'll actually read it. In this.
That was from the API you mentioned.
Well, no, there's that one.
Oh, it's different.
But you could also pull it from NOAA too, and like it'll actually read it. I think there's a textual stream underneath somehow.
Ah.
And that'll rebroadcast the voice.
Wow. No.
No. There's no. It's literally
you will
no.
get same codes transmitted, but not any other form of data.
If it's the same code, then they could probably tell you what it is and who's hitting it.
Well, that's exactly it. The same
code so
will tell you exactly where the alert is for.
So there you go. So the voice just does that.
Okay. That, like, I can program that into my little handheld scanner. I program in the same code for Greene County. When NOAA Weather goes, there's a violent storm coming for Greene County, they emit the same codes, and everybody with that code programmed into their radio lights up. Again, nobody does this.
Technology.
Which is why I had made a YouTube stream to just do it all for you. I mean... And
that's interesting. It's like a missing thing. That's what fascinated me when you put it up yesterday. I was like, oh, wow. You literally created a 24/7 weather network for Hudson Valley. You had to put Hudson Valley in the name of that title because that's what you literally did.
Yeah,
right?
And that's worth focused in on. Like, you
have
get
to
your
go rating. Find it. He's going to give you $5.
There you go, right?
I got the link to
Cody
it on
will
my
give you $5.
Playlist.
Yeah, so iPause might be an easier way to actually do all of this. If you're looking for those alert codes, you just pull it and then just read it that way.
Spell iPause for me.
Like iPause.
I-P-A-U-S-E.
Yeah,
I-P-A-W-S, I-P-A-U-S-E, I-P-A-U-S.
I-P-A-W-S?
I-P-A-W.
It's for cats.
It is for cats.
I-P-A-W-S?
That's
the one that you want to do, and then you can pull it for like...
It's a weather link for kitty cats.
All the different codes. Like for the county and all that stuff. It might be easier.
We can't find it.
I like all sorts of data.
It's not ironic that it is a RESTful API... For kitty cats.
For kitty cats.
For kitty cats.
Which rest a lot.
Okay. All right, you lily-livered landlubbers. UFOs.
Oh, yes!
That was easy.
They actually had something in Congress that I didn't watch.
All right, okay, you guys talk amongst yourselves.
It was the least interesting. Least interesting. I didn't watch it. What happened?
I
don't know what happened.
They had this thing on UFOs. They were like, we're going to reveal.
Who had a thing?
there's a deep state thing going on, and the government's doing stuff. And I hear all these guys.
Not you. You're busy, obviously.
I hear all these congressmen. Congress is
talking about UFOs?
Is complaining about the government and the deep state.
We watch members of our own government complain about
the government.
No, complain about money, black holes for budgets. Like, that's where this really goes.
This is good.
We have somebody that testified in Congress saying, I know where this money is being funneled to. I know the mechanisms with which it's being carried out. I will speak to you in a private setting about it. So, what that means, everything that everybody said in that hearing is complete nonsense. Ignore it. When AOC and Matt Gaetz do not remark on this subject in the next 2 to 3 months, you will know they were shut up by someone or something, or they discovered something so scary they will be quiet. Or we get answers. We get where did the money go? We get answers to certain questions, or we get a tip off.
If a portion of that black hole of money is really cutting edge technology that they don't want anyone to know about,
that detects billionaires imploding in their subs, yes.
We already know about that one.
I'm just saying we have
that we have turned tip
it,
off.
Like that's what we do. We invest tons and tons and tons and tons of money into making sure our military is
knows everything.
Yes.
So we know everything. We know everything that's flying in every cubic foot of space up to 120,000 feet.
Just about.
So we really know what this
stuff
is.
And the Space Force knows what's above that.
So that 20% of the reports was one of our projects. That 30% of the sightings are unknown, and that 50% is enemy or random stuff that
was
were.
There were high.
You know what?
Anomalies.
That was fine, and that was great for the 60s. That was great for all the anomalies that occurred in the Hudson Valley. Like, we had lots of people seeing UFOs, and you know what? Drugs are fun and rampant. But the only reason I'm given pause at all, look, aliens don't exist. There's aliens out there because of Fermi and Drake equation, but they're not here. They don't care about us. We suck. They don't care about us. This is something else. This is us or something that's here with us.
This is other things.
Or coexisting with us. Or a force of nature that we're just too stupid to realize is always around us. And the only reason I believe that in any way is because many people in our military that we, as a country, as an institution, we count on these people to be reliable, dependable, and honest. We literally...
Stable?
Yeah.
Stable.
We invest billions of dollars into them, their training. We need to make sure they're working. We need to, like I said, they need to be reliable. If they're not, that's an employee you fire. So... these credible witnesses are saying lots of jacked up things are operating beyond their capability.
They're understanding.
That's all we know. That's what we've established. There are things that are faster than our ships, that our ships can't defend against, but that have also never attacked our ships. The only aggressive move, quote, UFOs or UAPs have ever done to us is reportedly shutting down devices. They've turned off cars. They've turned off ships. They've shut down nuclear silos. That's it. They've turned things off. That's all we've ever seen them do.
So we're talking about things.
Both Soviet and in the U.S.
That's
and
right.
These
the
were
Soviet
reported
ones.
Separately and then only confirmed decades later after the reports were made.
So what we have currently is things, devices that can go 0 to 3,600 miles per hour, which can't have anything human in them because they would have just crushed against the far wall. And they can also emanate EMP-like.
That's not necessarily true. If
EMP-like devices.
If you're able to manipulate space-time, whatever's inside that bubble is not going to experience nothing. They're going to be motionless while they're rocketing around space at above light speed.
Mine was not at light speed. Mine was the assumption that...
I'm taking it to a
that, that they're using impulse type of locomotion.
Yeah, we're making guesses. They've mastered the Higgs boson. They got one little particle driving the whole thing. For all we know, it's beyond us. We don't know. We speculate.
Speculating.
You see, that's the thing. This is all like...
bring back the prism.
This is a whole bunch of, this is a whole bunch of people speculating.
Speculating.
And it's a spectrum of speculation, and I like to just call it a speculum.
Yeah.
So what part of the speculum do you get?
We had a speculum before.
I got the...
Don't you have a speculum with googly eyes on it?
Yeah, it's...
That's called Specky the Speculum.
That's... No, no, it's not Specky the Speculum. That was before I was naming things after themselves. That was, I forgot his name. It was Senor something. God, I can't remember his name.
Senor Spectacular?
I can't remember what I named him in 2006 when I was first playing with Speculum with the googly eyes. Senior something. But he's but he had the
folks,
same...
Folks, we don't need aliens.
He had the same
voice. Do you see how weird we are?
He had the same voice as Senior Wences from the, you know, from the 60s.
You know what's funny is that...
I still have the Speculum somewhere in this house. I don't know where I put it. There's a Speculum in this house with googly eyes, and he talks like these. It's something my brother...
Listen, people, you want to show up for the after
way,
show, trust
I
me.
I did not buy the Speculum. My brother at one time, sure. while working in a clinic in California, may have liberated it from an office where he was installing a giant, what do you call those things when you grind up food?
Mill? Stone?
Yeah, like,
grinding
no,
stone?
Like a garbage disposal. But a garbage disposal was like 2 feet across. That was several
God.
Horsepower. And in this laboratory, he saw a Speculum. He goes, oh, I think my brother would find this funny. And he gave it to me. That was in the early 2000s.
It sounds like you were in a human disposal room.
Doesn't it?
He's either have to throw it into the pool or give it to you.
It was a lab where they where they were doing testing and whatnot. They had to get rid of, like,
a lab where they did testing?
Horses.
Biological waste. It was like a medical lab where they had to get rid of biological waste and whatnot really quickly.
Okay.
I remember this Google guy spectrum.
And so...
Now,
all that waste, whatever it is...
I was going to say, that leads me to the question, what kind of waste do you use a Speculum on?
That was just a part of the lab, so the lab had a bunch of stuff, but one of the things that they did have was when they had to get rid of stuff.
Oh, so just one of those things you just keep on hand just in case you need it.
But it had a pit in the center of the room that they could throw in disposable.
No, it was actually... It looked like a sink, but the entire width of the sink... was a giant garbage disposal.
That's where your non-human
you
biologics come
put
from.
You don't want to because your arm would just grind up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah, that was the
just
other
take
thing.
Take a second to think about that.
I know.
Yeah.
What did they put in that 2 foot garbage disposal from this laboratory?
Why would you want to do that?
Really? Why would you not want to have one everywhere, you know? Also.
I'm going to go with... did they just do, like, creature disposal?
I would be concerned about...
I don't know.
Biological material.
I'm more
spinning out, across your face.
No.
You don't have a human in the room when you do
that.
You
guys aren't thinking about the bigger framework here. Maybe be more worried about where that's going because it's going to end up in a sanitation facility.
Who cares?
And the water
together. It's all coming.
Yeah, I know,
together,
but you can't grind up anthrax. I'm not assuming
that
it just goes into.
You
the
can, end. But you made it more. Deadly.
Well, standard anthrax doesn't infect a human.
I don't
you
know.
You have to modify.
I don't know if it was
true?
Dangerous bio waste, but
sure?
It was waste.
I'm pretty sure standard, like in the wild, anthrax is just a bovine disease, and it doesn't transfer to humans unless you you got to do something to it. Mm-hmm. You got to make it angry.
You got to concentrate it.
So you have to weaponize it.
Well, there's a lot of things that you could just take, and unless something's going on, or you have cuts in you, or like something's going on.
Yeah, had a powder of concentrated anthrax spores, you could probably
you're
die
trouble.
Just from
right.
that.
Well, you're in trouble.
Why would you have
that?
Don't even touch
it. I mean, if you...
But you could get it from a cow that has it.
If you go into a dusty field where anthrax is present, you might be all right.
You'll probably be okay.
Once it goes to the cow is when you get it.
Is that the deal?
I don't
know. Like I said, kills the cow.
Look, I am not punching in how to weaponize anthrax into Google.
You can get it from the animal.
Joe, come on. I haven't looked into it.
Okay.
There's a movie. It happened in the movie.
This happened to come out around 2001 when they were propagandizing.
What movie was it recently?
Barbie?
Hair, something of the dog.
Hair of the dog?
Netflix.
I don't know.
And they pass it. They pass on the anthrax from the cow.
Interesting.
To the people. I mean, it's just one minor part.
Is it an
movie.
Old movie?
Is it anthrax or is it Mad Cow?
Oh.
I think
Mad Cow?
Because that's easy. Mad Cow can be transferred just by eating it.
No, it was touching it. And it was in, old Western days, you know?
Mm.
Oh, well, okay, that's a little different. That's literally the mechanism of weaponization of the anthrax is by having it around a human to the point where it can transfer to them.
Yeah.
And then once it's there...
Hi, I'm human ready.
Senor Pepe, I just remembered. His name was Senor Pepe in the Speculum.
I'm glad you remembered that.
What valuable
thank you so much. It's good to be remembered.
You're like the deranged Jeff Dunham. Instead of a jalapeno on a stick, he walks around with a speculum. He's not racist. He's just crazy.
Yeah, I like how when we reacted to the idea, oh, Congress listened to UFO testimony, we were all like, yeah, we didn't watch it.
No.
We got a lot of stuff going on, man.
I watched it only because I specifically encoded it to play it on my dashboard while driving around.
Yeah. Aliens, life-changing information, you know, possibly changing your perspective on the world.
I was just listening to it, and once in a while I would stop and look at people's faces to go,
but the weather's so bad. But the weather's so crazy. What are you going to listen
we,
to?
We Which haven't talked about that subject.
What?
And climate weather? And weather.
Climate change? What kind of hippie garbage is that you talking about?
Well, yeah, it's not real.
No! Climate change is a joke, man. Look. If you look at a map of the planet, there you'll see why we have to call it climate change and not global warming. Like, you got a whole map of the planet that's, like, way warmer than it used to be, like, 3 decades ago. And then if you look, about 1,000 miles west of Chile, you got one little spot in the Pacific that's blue. That's technically colder. And that is why it's climate change. Because for those people that don't exist in that ocean patch, it got a little chillier. And the rest of us are baking to death. We're cooking across the planet. It is, in South America, it is their winter, and they're getting 100-degree days.
What? Ooh. No.
Uh-huh.
No.
Like, oh, no. The whole system's off kilter.
It sounds like what
cities is that happening
Africa.
In?
I mean, South America.
South America's
supposed to be okay too.
They're supposed to be in winter. What's going
on
there?
It was 46 degrees in our mountains yesterday.
They took our heat.
Like a friend lives in Roxbury, 46 degrees in the morning.
Welcome to El Nino. Yes, correct.
August.
That's correct.
August 1st, August 2nd.
I can verify that.
Mm-hmm.
With the sensor network. Actually, you can go on to my Better Weather Telegram channel
when
every morning.
I can find it.
What is it's?
That's what also sucks because I
t.me slash. The
better weather.
Is that
no
the URL?
No spaces.
No. It's not the URL. What is the URL?
That's the original URL I programmed into it and no longer is that.
Oh. It is that.
They only
Rewind.
Let you do that for like groups.
Start again.
For the channel. It's a random
Don't
number.
Don't tell us some bad information.
Darn
Start
it.
Again.
Wait, but the link, it
that
says
sucks.
It works. T.me, the better weather.
Does it?
Well, Don't go there.
It better
this
work.
Is
I think it still works.
Yes.
No one on the radio wants to hear that.
There you go.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it works.
So sure, go to t.me/thebetterweather, all one word.
It still works.
How did I pull that off, but my other channels are like FB3, 31, pound sign.
Just pin the YouTube link to the top of that.
Maybe it was before like Telegram's like, I need to monetize this.
Before... Pavel Durov decided he needed more money. He can't just keep storing your 2 gigabyte files indefinitely.
Oh, yes, he can. And he has been. So go on Telegram. I can send you entire movies, even though I'm not about to.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. I will actively pirate anything you want and give it to you. Just find me on Telegram.
He's joking. That's
he's
satire.
He's saying what he meant to say backwards. If you can decode that.
I have no filter except for my FCC filter that comes down in about 12 minutes.
Top, man.
What?
Telegram backwards.
So wait, it's actually...
Okay.
It's actually hot in South America right now. That could not be possible.
No, I was lying.
Oh.
No, I'm the weatherman.
It's
I'm
cold and chilly.
Don't
Isn't
believe me.
Said?
Were you lying? Do you know that for a fact?
Yeah, I read that like today or yesterday. I was like, holy crap. Like,
oh, my God.
These are the
God.
Things that stick out in my head. Yeah, they stick out in your head. Like, that's not right.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you what it is.
Climate change, it's complete crap, isn't it?
The entire continent is just like surrounded by that heat thing.
Yeah.
Australia is pretty cold right now.
Oh my god, that's
yes. Yes, Australia Australia's normal.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
South America hasn't what's causing that anomaly? So it's an El Nino La Nina thing. That'd be like if it was January 30th here.
No.
And it was 100 degrees.
Brian, the answer is aliens.
That would be like ocean January 30th, 100 degrees here.
Ocean right. Aliens. Have you not seen The Abyss?
Why is it 100 degrees in South... Oh, my God.
Yes. That's your answer. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Because the world's a giant dynamic machine, and things get thrown off.
So what would it look like if the Amok got crunched? Would it be 100 degrees in February here if we... Or weird
if
anomalous?
What?
The Atlantic current. The what? Amok. AMOC.
Yeah, that one I was always interested. Like, okay, so... But they have predicted that can... That will collapse soon.
Yeah. I like the latest article this week. It's like, oh, it could collapse within 30 years, or it might happen by 2025. That is too wide a margin.
Correct.
Of estimates.
We don't predict the future well. These are all guesses. That's why everybody that I'm like, oh, they're predicting the winter. Just predicting that is ridiculous. You don't get it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
five days from now is
hard.
Yeah,
it was like 2090 or... Tomorrow.
Or 2025 was the other.
It's like either I'm dead or it's my kid's problem.
Yeah.
Or it's my problem now.
Wow.
Which is it going to be? And you don't know.
And we won't know until, like, say, I don't know, you have a year or so of fires and floods. And that derecho that happened this week, that they didn't even call it that.
Oh, where was that?
In the same place they had one 2 years ago when it ran across whatever, Iowa or whatever that was. I put that thing up. They had like 100-mile-an-hour winds going right over the same radio, TV station, except for
the place that evacuated.
Yeah, yeah. There was only two weather guys on the studio. They evacuated the whole studio. And the two guys were just like, they kept doing the weather news, and you could tell in their voices were like, this roof is just going to collapse on us anymore.
That's how I feel.
But they didn't use
the
word derecho this time, even though last time
what's
it was
the word?
Derecho, which is a straight line storm. That will hit the Midwest at 110, 120 miles an hour.
Yeah,
this one was only 100.
It's a wall of just wind.
Like a squall, right?
And it flies through like that, yeah.
Straight line squall at 100 miles an hour.
And the best part is about linearly accelerating things is you can feedback loop that and really increase their speed faster than you can with like a tornado because they'll just keep ramping it up if you can keep it going.
How does that happen?
How
do you increase the linear speed?
Why would you and does it... Why, what?
Do you mean artificially increasing the strength of a derecho?
No, the derecho itself should be able to accelerate certain objects faster.
Oh, so that's going to keep on adding
force
to the...
The big piece of plywood's only going to stay up so long in a tornado. In a derecho, it could just keep pushing it down the street.
Oh, I get it, because it's continuing.
And it could hold it longer. And accelerate it a little longer.
Got it. Wow.
Spinning and then flicking, this just pushes.
Yeah. Once you get so fast in a tornado, you just go flying off. But once you get so fast in a derecho, you just have more air pressure behind you.
Yeah.
I mean,
statistically.
So, like, your neighbor's going to get plowed into the next county and you'll be okay.
Statistically. Do you feel lucky?
Mm-hmm. Just like a couple weeks ago when I was watching that weather destroy everybody's, like, places and I watched that rotational system pass from Tannersville across the river, and that was like just south of my house. Like, if a tornado is going to start ripping things up, that's what I would have watched.
That's what you did.
So I'm like, oh, and that's why for the next 2 days I was bugging the National Weather Service. Did any tornadoes touch down?
Oh, when was that? Like 3 weeks ago?
Was that the first one? That's the one where they landed.
Warnings, right?
There were warnings and there were funnel cloud seed, but there were no confirmations of a touchdown.
But the Anchorage Dell did have funnels that were up in the air and coming and moving across Cobank, right?
Yeah. Funnel clouds.
Wee-wee.
And hurricane season is just warming up, folks. We're not even in there yet.
Yeah.
September 10th, that's your peak day. And then it starts going down from there.
Because
it's almost like it's September now, right?
On the upside, locals who are listening to this.
It feels like it's September. The weather feels like it's September.
People can still get insurance on your houses in this area, unlike California and Florida, who are uninsurable by many carriers now.
Wow. No act of God insurance?
Well, no, it's not that. It's like
they don't have that.
The way insurance companies
now, they don't even have the regular stuff.
If you have too many black swan events, giant events, and you have to pay out so much, you literally have to bankrupt your company, mm-hmm. pay off whatever you want, and you disappear. But to prevent yourself from being bankrupted in a year or two or three, mm-hmm. Your actuaries who do the odds making go like, we can't cover Florida anymore, or it will bankrupt us in 2 to 3 years. So a couple of companies have pulled out of Florida. They won't write new policies for houses. They're canceling mm-hmm. old policies. Mm-hmm. So
Florida's running out of everything.
You know what's real? Where climate change gets real? When you can't insure your house in 2 or 3 states in the U.S.
Yeah,
that's when it gets real for people.
Yeah, I go with that.
We're beyond that Rubicon today.
You want to talk about environmental fund in Florida? They're running out of landfill space. They have a regulation that requires if they're going to do any sort of municipal development, there has to be a pre-allotted landfill space so that they can fill it in with what the wastes will be generated by the humans occupying the space. Well, they've run out. They literally don't have the landfill to make new municipalities. So,
well, I thought Miami-Dade County with 100-some-odd thousand people with septic tanks was far grosser.
What?
Whoa. Was far grosser in Miami that they had 108,000 people with septic tanks that are prone to overflow when you get a storm surge because the groundwater table goes up
and goes into it.
And then they're not on city water, so now the poopy goes in your well.
Yep.
And then you can't drink the water.
Did you know there's 6 cases of leprosy in Florida right now?
Yeah.
I did
hear leprosy.
Yep.
Coming next.
And malaria. Cholera. And malaria. No, malaria.
Oh, no. Cholera's coming next if what Ben said is true.
Yeah, so then...
Well, I'm saying malaria's there now.
The poopy goes in there.
So, yeah.
I was shocked.
We're going to bring hookworms back, folks. Coming to Florida.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
We do have a candidate that wants to bring Florida to America. So,
Oh, yeah.
That ain't happening. Trust me. That's not happening.
That's
the 2024 election will be between Joe Biden and Mike Pence.
You think? Or is it Donald Trump again?
I got $100.
Trump.
No. Trump. No, Trump will not be running from prison.
Because I think Pence is way below Trump's.
All
of the outliers are.
There are enough people that are. They're like, if he goes to prison, we just can't vote for him because it's not an effective government. There's enough people that have that sensibility.
No, what I'm saying is, like, enough of the people out there are such ever Trumpers, and they hate Mike Pence that anybody else but.
No. Ask that person. Well, Mike Pence or Joe Biden.
Yeah.
What are they going to say? Mike Pence, no problem.
They'll say Trump.
No. Yes, they will. But then,
I'm going with that one too.
Then they won't be able. But when they see his name, oh my God! Can you imagine the write-in campaign?
They'll say Trump.
No.
They'll take him to a
failing. He won't be on the ticket. He won't be on the ticket.
They'll want him.
No. Are you having a Mitch McConnell moment? No, they're not going to do it.
Here's what we have here right now, Joe. You're coming from a perspective of a sane person who can look at a wide range of data and come up with a critical conclusion. You're referring to people who may not have that same skill set.
Okay.
So I'm saying you're coming from yourself.
No, I'm judging that people and their skill set as a whole, what they're going to do.
Oh, no, but there's a large contingency that will not.
Like I said, that's going to be your writing campaign. And guess who's going to get reelected? Hands down, no problem.
Let's just get back to tech.
I want a child running the company. Let's just have a lottery where the first 10 to 20-year-old gets it. That's all. 10 to 29-year-old. That's the range.
That's
probably
called sortition.
Than all these octogenarians.
Yeah.
That's called sortition, and that is my preferred method of government.
It would be so good.
Yeah, but that's basically autocracy. Or what is it?
The blood of children.
Anarchy?
It's a lot of children. Yeah. But we won't go there.
Continue.
That's monarchy. You roll the dice. This is what I got. It was the first one that came out.
But in my world, nobody keeps their position. Every position has a term limit. Somebody gets to be president for a year or two, and then some other random person gets to be president for a year or two. And your position goes up and down randomly, so you will be subject to your own rules. And whatever you inflict on the people beneath you will happen to you.
I think I got a good solution for this. We combine the way we
Anthrax?
Make the way we make a president with the way the Aztecs did it. you can be president, but that at the end of that term or two terms, we cut out your heart and sacrifice you to the god for a good harvist.
And in 2 minutes, I will in 2 minutes, I will tell you people the other part of that ritual, because I can't say it right now. The FCC will stop me. I'm holding on to it.
2 minutes, you're okay?
Yeah, but then we would just 2 minutes, I'm okay.
In 2 minutes, I'm going to start swearing and talking about horrible biological material. Like, what part of the body the prince would have to pass a rope through.
So you can play this game on your own at home in